This session does require that you close your eyes. Therefore, please do not listen to it whilst driving or operating machinery. You should only listen to this recording when you can safely fully relax. Today, we will tap into the immense power of your subconscious mind to release your ability to realize positive and beneficial change. You will not fall asleep during this session, although you may find it difficult to consciously recall the things that I say. Nonetheless, changes will occur. I'd like you now to close your eyes and relax as much as you can without really trying. And as you relax, just allow your breathing to become shallow and light. And with every breath that you take, just feel yourself relaxing more and more. And each time that you exhale, just feel yourself sinking deeper and deeper. In a moment, I'm going to mention different parts of your body, and as I do, I'd like you to just feel them relaxing more and more. We'll begin with your feet. And now just feel your feet beginning to relax. A wonderful sensation spreading from your heels all across the soles of your feet, to the very tips of your toes, and you can feel the muscles in your feet relaxing as your entire feet now, every tiny muscle completely relaxed, and there's nothing at all for your feet to do, just relax, and your feet are just there. As you feel this wonderful sensation now, spreading through your ankles and into your lower legs, you feel the muscles of your calves and your shins relaxing as this wonderful sensation now spreads through your knees and into your upper legs and thighs. And your upper legs now completely relaxed. Every muscle, every fiber of your legs and feet completely relaxed. And as you feel this wonderful sensation now spreading through your hips, you can feel the muscles in your hips and lower back beginning to relax more and more fully. And you're aware now of this wonderful sensation spreading into your back, all the way along the long muscles of your spine. And you can feel the tension just melting away from your back as your back muscles now begin to relax. And you feel that wonderful sensation now spreading into your shoulders as your shoulders just drop and relax. And the muscles all the way across your shoulders feeling so comfortable and so relaxed. And now this wonderful feeling spreading down through your arms, through your elbows, into your lower arms, and through your wrists, and across your hands to the very tips of your fingers, and your arms and hands now so completely relaxed, feeling very heavy and very relaxed. And as you feel this wonderful sensation spreading into your neck, the muscles all around your neck relaxing so completely. As this wave of relaxation spreads now into the back of your head, all the way through your skull, across the top of your head, and now down into your forehead. And as this wave of relaxation spreads into your forehead, around your eyes, around your cheeks, and around your lips, the tiny muscles around your eyes and in your forehead relaxing and flattening. And as this wave of relaxation spreads now down into your chest and abdomen, and you're just aware of your breathing, you can feel your chest gently rising and falling. And with each breath, you're relaxing more and more completely. As you continue to relax now, I'm going to ask you to imagine certain things. And now with your entire body so completely relaxed, there's nothing to do and nothing to feel. Nothing at all for you to do except relax. Every muscle and every fiber of your body now so completely relaxed. In a moment, I'm going to ask you to imagine certain things. But it doesn't matter if you find that you can't quite imagine all the things I'm asking you to. You might even find your mind beginning to wander a bit, so that my voice just fades into the background. But that doesn't matter, because the sound of my voice is going to continue to relax you. And it really doesn't matter if you don't hear a word that I say, because very soon now, you are going to be more relaxed than you have ever known. Imagine yourself now standing on the top of a green hill on a tropical island. You can feel the warmth of the sun on your head and shoulders. You can see the long grasses all around you, moving slightly in a gentle summer breeze. And when you look down the hill, you can see a narrow winding path that disappears into a small forest. And beyond the forest, you can see the ocean. With the sunlight from a clear blue sky just glancing off the tops of the waves in the bay, so that the whole ocean seems to shimmer and sparkle. And you begin to move lazily and easily down the path, with the ferns and grasses brushing gently against your legs as you pass. And you catch the faint smell of salt coming in on the summer breeze. And you become aware of the sound of the ocean on the shore. You can hear seabirds calling faintly from a long way off. And you marvel at the deep sense of tranquility and calmness that sweeps over you as you continue to move on down and down towards the forest, moving so easily and so effortlessly, and you feel almost as though you're floating on air. and in no time at all you find yourself drifting through the trees, the leaves closing overhead to form a beautiful canopy, their branches making an irregular pattern against the clear blue sky. And it's pleasantly cool in the forest, and the gentle sound of the birds singing, echoing faintly, and the scent of the trees and the undergrowth relaxes you still further, as you move easily into the inviting depths, becoming lazier and lazier with every step that you take. And you can hear a stream somewhere, its gurgling sound gradually mingling with the sound of the ocean, as you follow the winding path down and down towards the beach that you know is somewhere in front of you. And weaving through the trees, brushing aside the occasional piece of foliage, until quite suddenly you feel the warmth of the sun on your head and shoulders again, and you find yourself on a beautiful deserted beach. A beautiful golden shoreline sweeping away in a gentle curve in front of you, to a distant point where the trees seem to come right down to the shoreline, so that their branches actually seem to overhang the ocean itself. And you can feel the warm sand between your toes as you stroll lazily across the broad beach to the water's edge. And the sand becomes darker and cooler beneath your feet, changing to a dark, moist, firm coolness as you wander along the shore, leaving a trail of lazy footprints in the sand behind you. And every so often, a larger than usual wave sends tiny rivulets of water foaming around your feet. And as they recede, you notice how the sand is washed away from tiny colored pebbles glinting like jewels in the sun. And the smell of the ocean, the sunlight on the waves, the sound of the water hissing over the sand, all of these things seem to create a sense of timelessness. And you find yourself a comfortable position, and you sit and trickle the warm golden sand idly through your fingers. And there's a faint haze that makes it difficult for you to see exactly where the sky stops and the ocean starts. And as you try to fathom it out, you see a small white cloud appear from somewhere near the horizon. And it comes towards the island quite quickly, growing larger and larger as it approaches, until it's immediately overhead. And it's the largest, fluffiest, whitest cloud that you can ever remember. And somehow you know just by instinct that you can let out all of your worries, all of your cares, all of your fears to this beautiful white cloud, and just allow them to drift up towards it. And as you begin to let out your cares, frustrations, your worries and fears, you can actually see them drifting away from you in a long, slow spiral maybe like smoke in a small bonfire, just spiraling away from you towards this large white cloud. And the cloud absorbs all of your worries into itself, swallowing up all of your fears, your anxieties and frustrations. And as it does so, it becomes steadily darker all the time, until just as it reaches its darkest, just as the last part of the spiral containing your worries and fears and frustrations disappears inside it, suddenly the sun bursts through, dispelling every one of your worries, every one of your fears, your anxieties and frustrations to the very edges of the universe, leaving you totally relaxed and perfectly at ease with yourself, without a single care in the world. And now, all of your troubles and cares having floated away from you, you settle yourself down into a comfortable position and just drift off into a deep, relaxing sleep. And while you sleep, you have a dream. You dream that you're walking down a long corridor stretched away in front of you in a long, gentle curve. So long that you can't actually see the end of it, but you know that this corridor is in the very depths of your subconscious mind, in the very part of your mind that knows just what to do and exactly how to do it. And as you begin to move along this corridor, becoming even more relaxed, even more lazy, you realize that time and space are beginning to lose their meaning. And slowly the walls of the corridor seem to dissolve, leaving you in a large room. And the room is full of a gentle golden light that relaxes you further still. And you suddenly realize, with a surge of inspiration and pleasure, that what you once saw as limits are merely stepping stones to even greater success. It suddenly dawns on you, with a surge of joy and anticipation, that what once seemed to you to be the limits of your personality, of your skills and abilities, are nothing more than stepping stones to even greater success. And one wall of this room is like a huge television screen, with words and images flashing across it too fast for you to even see. And you realize that this is information being transmitted to different parts of your mind and body. And you use your mind to will it to stop. And as you do so, the screen clears and the word ready appears in large flashing letters. And your mind is now prepared and receptive to everything that I'm going to say to you. And everything that I say will be accepted and acted upon by your subconscious. It will have a steadily increasing effect upon the way that you think, the way that you feel, and the way that you behave over the coming days, weeks, and months. You're realizing now that you can achieve whatever you want to achieve when you focus your mind. You're realizing that the things that you once considered difficult are now very easy. You have begun a positive approach to obtain the slim, healthy, attractive body that you desire. I'm going to give you some suggestions that will make this a permanent change in your living. These suggestions are going to take complete and thorough effect upon the deepest part of your subconscious mind. Sealing themselves in the deepest part of your subconscious mind so that they will remain there forever and become a permanent part of every cell of your brain and body. You are going to be surprised and amazed just how effective these suggestions are going to be and how much they will become a part of your everyday life, giving you a brand new pattern. Giving you a brand new pattern, brand new thoughts, a brand new method of action to make you an effective and successful person. You will make use of this brand new method that you have never used before. You have begun the first positive approach for obtaining a healthy, attractive body that you desire. You have chosen hypnosis as a positive means to attain this goal because hypnosis is a great aid in permanently changing your emotional reactions to food and eating. You realize that hypnosis is a new positive approach for you, a new positive approach to obtain what you desire. For the first time in your life, you really will initiate a good, positive approach towards food and eating. And as you initiate this good, positive attitude towards food and eating, you enjoy food, you like food, you eat food. You will create a permanent positive change in your eating habits. From this moment on, you will prove to your own satisfaction that eating all you physiologically need will entirely satisfy you, just like drinking all the water you need. And so, instead of trying to kill your appetite and treating it as an enemy, you're going to work within the framework of your inborn normal reflexes. You will make a friend of your appetite, paying attention to it. For this is a very good thing. Even slim people have appetites, and they pay attention to them. Attractive people have appetites, and they pay attention to them. Today, we are going to make a friend of your appetite, rather than an enemy. In the past, you have been paying attention only to half of the signal from your appetite. You've been paying attention to the part of your appetite that says, "I'm hungry, eat." But now that you're making a friend of your appetite, you listen to everything that your friend says. You listen to your friend's advice. So when it says, "I'm hungry," you eat. And when the hunger feeling first disappears and your appetite says, "I'm satisfied," you stop eating. You stop eating long before you're full, because once you have this full sensation, it means that you have grossly overeaten. You should never feel full again. You see, you haven't really been paying attention to your appetite, because your eating has been driven by emotions rather than by hunger. It is always proper to eat when your appetite says, "I'm hungry." But you've been eating when you haven't been hungry. You've been eating out of habit, when your body had no physiological need for food. You've been eating to satisfy psychological, emotional cravings. And you haven't paid attention when your appetite says, "I'm done, I'm satisfied, stop eating." You haven't paid attention to it either when your appetite says, "That's enough." Your appetite doesn't need killing off. On the contrary, it needs reinforcing. Today we're making a friend of your appetite. Pay attention to the advice of your new friend. Tune in on your body sensations. If you eat too much against the advice of your new friend, you will violate your normal reflexes. It's important that you should eat all that you physiologically need to replace your energy stores for immediate use and to store your body's sugar. You must immediately ban any and all plans that you have for dieting. You will do so. Otherwise, you bring into play an old instinct for self-preservation, and this can spoil all the positive results that you wish to gain from hypnosis. It's important that you develop this habit now, that you're always going to eat all that you need. Under hypnosis, you can reinforce the normal feedback mechanisms, the checks and balances that tell you when you need food and when your appetite is satisfied. However strong this hypnosis may be, it cannot overcome the basic instincts for survival. The most strong instinct is self-preservation. And surprisingly, your great concern about being overweight leads to sporadic dieting. This in turn suggests starvation. Starvation in turn demands defense, and it brings out the instinct of self-survival. This instinct is responsible for maintaining your excess weight. Slim people eat all they want. Slim people do well. Slim, attractive people say, "I eat all I want and I don't gain an ounce." Visualize yourself as this slim, attractive person. The slim, healthy, attractive person that you soon will be. You soon will be saying the very same thing. As you begin to talk and act like a slim, healthy, attractive person that you will soon become. Overweight is primarily not a dietary problem, but an emotional problem. You must resolve right now to give up dieting forever. You will form a habit pattern to eat all you need when your body needs it. Paying attention to your appetite, trusting your own reflexes, reinforcing the sensation, reflexes, and feedback pattern. This is true, even though you may lose weight slowly at first. The excess fat will be burned away in due time. You are going to be slim, healthy, and attractive. You will feel wonderful in every way. The word diet and dieting will be removed from your mind, and all the plans that you have had for dieting will be removed from your mind thoroughly. Dieting makes you think of growing hungry and giving up food, which in turn starts the anxiety about starvation, which brings forth the instinct of self-preservation. So you are finished with dieting. You're through with dieting forever. Through hypnosis, you will restore normal reflexes that keep you satisfied and bring into play the wonderful feeling of well-being. The word diet is a negative word. It threatens you with denial of food and ultimately death. Hypnosis is a positive word. It makes you relax, comfortable, and alive. Diets fail, hypnosis succeeds. diet brings about starvation, which leads to overeating and obesity. Hypnosis brings about satisfaction, which leads to relaxation and brings about a slim, healthy, attractive body. A relaxed mind and a satisfied spirit. The old urge to diet is now completely removed from your mind, for now you realize that the real answer lies in restoring your normal reflexes. You will concentrate on it, obeying every suggestion I give you, for hypnosis is a positive approach. These hypnotic suggestions that you receive will rapidly bring about a change that is necessary to ensure a permanently slim, healthy, attractive body that you desire. Each time that you are tempted to eat or drink anything that you know is wrong for you, you will say no, and you will stick by it. Because the rewards of becoming slimmer are more important to you than eating the wrong foods. The rewards of being slender, more desirable, sexy, and more attractive are more important to you than eating the foods that you know are wrong for you. And each time that you are tempted to eat or drink anything that you know is wrong for you, you will simply say no. You will stick by it because the rewards of becoming slimmer, healthier, and more desirable are more important to you than eating the wrong foods. I'd like you now to enjoy these feelings of calmness and relaxation for just a few moments longer. For in just a few moments' time, this session will be over. And when it's over, you will continue to feel calm and relaxed. You may feel as though you have awakened from a deep, relaxing nap. And you will take with you as much as you need of these feelings of calmness and relaxation. And each time that you wish to enter into hypnosis, you will do so more quickly, relaxing more deeply. And now as I count from 1 to 5, with each number that I count, you find yourself becoming progressively more awake, feeling confident and relaxed. 1, 2, becoming more awake now. 3, feeling your eyes begin to open. 4, eyes opening wide now as you begin to feel more and more awake. And 5, eyes wide open, feeling completely calm, relaxed, and confident. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, eyes wide open, feeling calm, relaxed, and confident.